Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Nettingham, and today we are speaking with Iowa Senator out of District 14, Sarah Trone-Garriott. And Sarah, as always, really appreciate you taking the time to join me today.
Thank you so much, Shaquan. I love to get the opportunity to visit with my neighbors in Dallas County.
Absolutely. And so, yeah, we'll just kind of dive into the topics here today. So first of all, we'll have you talk about the firefighters' cancer coverage bill that's moving through the state government committee. Can you explain a little bit more with what's happening here?
Yeah. So one of the things that I was the most surprised about was that the greatest on the job risk for firefighters is cancer. And, you know, you think it would be injury from, you know, trying to fight fires. Cancer is a different kind of injury that comes about because of all the chemicals that they're exposed to in the foams and things they use to try to put out fires, their equipment. But then also, just like when things are on fire, there's a lot of things burning, creating smoke and other toxins that get on them and put them at great risk. And so in order for these to be covered by workers' comp, there's in code a list, but it's really limited which cancers are covered and considered to be on-the-job risk, on-the-job injuries. And so firefighters have been asking for a while that we expand that list because there are a lot of cancers that have a really strong connection to their on-the-job risk. And last year, it passed out of the House unanimously. Everyone voted for it, bipartisan effort, and it got stuck in the Senate. It just didn't go through committee. And so some things changed this year. There are different people because we had an election and people got moved around in their committee assignments. And so we're very hopeful that it was going to get through the Senate this time. So they had a subcommittee and it was supposed to come to committee this week, and then it wasn't put on the agenda. So there were all these firefighters waiting for the Senate committee to happen, and then it didn't get heard. And when something doesn't come to committee at this time of the year, it means that it's just done. It's not going to move forward in the Senate. And so the funnel is a narrowing of the legislative process. And so if a bill by this point hasn't gone through subcommittee and committee and gotten out of committee, it's dead. And so the bill is dead on the Senate side. However, the House side, it is still alive. It's still moving. So it went through sub, it went through committee, and now it's eligible for debate on the House side. That bill can still come over to the Senate, but it's going to face the same challenges because for some reason, the Senate is really unwilling to move it forward. It's something that's necessary. It's popular and supported on the House side. I don't understand why Republican leadership isn't willing to move it forward here. And so people need to keep reaching out to their legislators and say, hey, this is important to us. Make it happen.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for going over all of that. Now, leaders of the House plus the Senate Ways and Means Committee unveiled House Study Bill 313 and Senate Study Bill 1208 related to Iowa's property tax. And so talk about maybe what your reaction was when you heard about this.
That there were going to be something about property taxes. There's been talk about it. There's a lot of people out there frustrated, feeling like my property taxes keep going up. I don't have any more to show for it. It makes it really hard for folks, especially folks on a fixed income. And so there's a lot of people feeling the pressure. So lawmakers would like to do something about it. The challenge is that when we've done tax policy in the past, unfortunately, we've seen a lot of decisions being made without actually talking to all the different communities. And in our state, we've got small towns, we've got rural communities, we've got some growing suburban areas. My district has a little bit of everything in it. And these communities all have just different circumstances, different needs. And so any kind of tax policy is going to impact them differently. And the good thing about this legislation is there is a willingness on the part of the majority party to take some time and look at it. They said that they're willing to give us 2 weeks. Now, that's not a lot of time, but when we've seen previous tax bills pass within like a handful of days, that's not enough time for all of these different communities in Iowa to weigh in and say, this is how it's going to impact us. I'm concerned. I haven't been able to really dig into the legislation yet. What I do is I ask all of my cities to tell me, what does this look like for you? How will this change things for you? What are the challenges? What are the impacts? And so property tax is city stuff, it's county stuff, and it is school stuff as well. And so there's a lot of people that I am waiting to hear back from to find out how it's going to impact them. And they're trying to figure that out right now too. So there's a lot of folks to talk to. What my greatest concern is that when it comes to property taxes, suburban cities like Waukee, Clive, West Des Moines, Adel even, and Van Meter are growing, and they're growing fast. And that means that they're having to build infrastructure. They're having to hire new first responders, because you can't not provide services for those new people who are building homes in your community. And if there are hard caps on the amount of property tax growth that can happen, that kills growth. That means that the cities would be capped. So they would actually have to stop building. They would have to stop issuing building permits and say no thank you to new people coming to the community. If they can grow with, you know, the changes that are happening in their city, grow their property taxes along with that new growth, they can manage, but we've just got to make sure that happens. Now, for rural communities and small towns, there's different problems because, yes, things keep getting more and more expensive, and they still need to find a way to be able to provide for safety and first responders and some of the other important things that those communities need. You know, we need to make sure that there's some way they can do that. We can't just limit them. So, you know, how do we balance that? That's the tough thing. And the state government's been pushing just a lot of expenses onto property taxes. And when the state doesn't pay, then the cities and counties and schools are trying to figure out, how do we keep providing these really important services? Money's got to come from somewhere. It often comes from property taxes. And so the state's been the one putting the pressure on property taxes. There's actually things the state could do to take some of that pressure off, like funding our police and fire pensions, or adequately funding our public schools so that they don't have to go to the property taxpayers to make up the difference, so they don't have to fire teachers. You know, those are the things that the state could do as well, besides just putting caps or limits on property taxes.
And that is part one of our conversation with Iowa Senator out of District 14, Sarah Trone Garriott, as we will be back for part two tomorrow, so make sure you join us right here on Raccoon Valley Radio. It's all part of our Let's Talk Dallas County program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.